This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The federal government released details of the indictment charging former U.S. President Donald Trump with 37 felony counts in the case of mishandled classified documents at his Florida estate. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Today, an indictment was unsealed.
Special Counsel Jack Smith laid out the allegations.
Charging Donald J. Trump with felony violations of our national security laws, as well as participating in a conspiracy to obstruct justice.
The government says Trump not just intentionally kept classified documents at Mar-a-Lago in areas ranging from a ballroom to a bathroom, but showed some to visitors, including a Pentagon battle plan and a military operation map, and then refused Justice Department demands to return the documents, enlisting aides to hide them.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Smith says he wants a speedy trial in South Florida, where Trump is said to make a court appearance Tuesday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Trump will make his first public appearance following the release of the indictment. Speaking Saturday to friendly Republican audiences in Georgia and North Carolina as he seeks to rally his supporters to his defense. Associated Press national politics reporter Meg Kennard is in Greensboro, North Carolina, covering the state's Republican convention, and she talked about what kind of reception she expects Trump will receive.
Delegates at the convention here have been thinking about the indictment, but many of them have mentioned that they don't feel that it's going to affect their own personal votes when it comes to the 2024 election. There are some who have voiced concern that concentration on his federal case might take away a lot of campaign time from the former president, but it's not swaying them in terms of their continued support for him in next year's election.